here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Ferdinand Joseph Lamenth, born in New Orleans, 1890, Jelly Roll Morton. Great piano player, apprenticed in the bars and brothels of New Orleans, wearing a turquoise coat, a Stetson hat, and tight striped pants. From New Orleans, moved on to the West Coast and Chicago, he wrote King Porter Stomp, Black Bottom Stomp, the original Jelly Roll Blues. He was one of the first to go beyond improvisation to write down jazz tunes, and so he claimed to be the founder of jazz. It was on this day, 1811, the steamboat entitled the New Orleans left Pittsburgh and headed down the Ohio and then the Mississippi to New Orleans. 82 days, 981 miles. They paved the way for commercial trade along the river. It's the birthday of the architect Sir Christopher Wren, born in Wiltshire, England, 1632, buried in St. Paul's Cathedral under the epitaph, "Reader, if you seek his monument, look around." It's the birthday of the poet Arthur Rimbaud, born in 1854 in Charleville, France, who said, "Genius is the recovery of childhood at will." The educator John Dewey, Burlington, Vermont, 1859, author of Democracy and Education. John Dewey said, "Give the pupil something to do, not something to learn, and the doing is of such a nature as to demand thinking. Learning naturally results." It's the birthday of Art Buchwald, the satirist, Mount Vernon, New York, 1925, who said, "If you attack the establishment long enough and hard enough, they will make you a member of it." And the poet Robert Pinsky, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940, translator of Dante's Inferno, Robert Pinsky, who said, "Whatever makes a child want to glue macaroni on a paper plate and paint it and see it on the refrigerator, that has always been strong in me." Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb, "My Life Before I Knew It." I liked rainy days when you didn't have to go outside and play. At night, I'd tell my sister there were snakes under her bed. When I mowed the lawn, I imagined being famous. Cautious and stubborn, unwilling to fail, I knew for certain what I didn't want to know. I hated to dance, I hated baseball, and collected airplane cards instead. I learned to laugh at jokes I didn't get. The death of Christ moved me, but only at the end of Ben-Hur. I thought Henry Mancini was a great composer. My secret desire was to own a collie who would walk with me in the woods when the leaves were falling, and I was thinking about writing the stories that would make me famous. Sullen, overweight, melancholy, writers didn't have to be good at sports. They stayed inside for long periods of time. They often wore glasses. But strangers were moved by what they accomplished and wrote them letters. One day, one of those strangers would introduce herself to me, and then the life I'd never been able to foresee would begin, and everything before I became myself would appear necessary to the rest of the story." A poem by Lawrence Robb, "My Life Before I Knew It," from The Probable World, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.